Junior O'Giddy's over on this left hand side. O'Giddy gets it. He's been faced down now by DC. Junior O'Giddy all steps away from his man, gets his left foot, wraps his left foot. Oh, there's a push on Perkins. And Tomás Connolly points to the penalty spot. It's O'Reilly. O'Reilly, he just bundled over Parkhouse inside the 6-yard box as he was going for the ball. Tomás Connolly immediately points to the spot, and it's going to be a penalty. 31 minutes gone. It's scoreless at the moment, but the ball is on the penalty spot. Junior O'Giddy is standing over it. Tomás Connolly is happy that everyone's outside the 18-yard box, just waiting on his whistle. There it goes. Junior O'Giddy steps up, right footed. And it's saved by the keeper, but the follow-up is put into the back of the net. It's Derry City 1, Fun Harps 0. Junior O'Giddy gets things underway for the Candy Stripes.
Well, it was a really poor penalty. And I'll tell you, Peter Burke, I know if a goalkeeper save a penalty, you're normally...
Jamie McDonough will take this corner kick. Barry McNamee is short beside him. But Jim McDonough gives a signal. He plays it into the front post. That's headed or cleared away well there. And it's back in with Bruno. Oh, with an overhead kick! Junior O'Giddy!
Let's give a free kick.
Oh, I thought it was so well executed too, you know.
That was the most fantastic overhead kick O'Giddy's just scored, but I suppose it's been classed as a high boot, and it's caught one of the Fun Harps players on the head, and it's one of these, you know, you've seen them given sometimes, but it was a high boot, and I suppose you can see from the referee's point of view and the defender's point of view.
But Gerardo Bruno with 43 and a half minutes gone, still Derry City 1, Fun Harps 0.
The wall doesn't look right to me. It's for a left foot.
It looks like Jackie Hargan even taking it. Jackie Hargan does take it off! Oh, top corner! Derry City 2, Fun Harps 0. That's the hoodoo broken, Eric.
That's it. That's 2-0. The way Harps are playing that, I can't see the back. That's just a magnificent free kick. From where I was standing, it didn't look like the wall was correct. You know, and it looks like he's put it around that side of the wall. Maybe if you got a look at the highlights or whatever.
Cohen has to turn away from McNamee, plays it at the off the tot again. Cohen. Face to face now with Sloggett, and he just launches himself at Sloggett, but the referee is his play on because Junior O'Giddy has picked up the loose ball, played out to the edge of the box to Barry McNamee. McNamee just with his back towards goal, trying to create the space to turn and face goal, but plays it off to Harkin, who shoots, and Harkin scores. That's his second goal of the game. It's Derry City 3, Fun Harps 0. That's game, set, and match, I reckon.
Oh, it certainly is. I mean, you have to say 3-0 doesn't flatter Derry at all. Oh, Harps, almost from the first whistle, have offered very little. And again, Derry built it up. The ball was broke to Kieran Harkin just inside 18 on the right-hand side of the box.
Joyce Kerr keeps it in place, and then left-footed volleys it back into the danger area. This time O'Giddy really fluffs his lines, which has allowed O'Giddy a yard. O'Giddy trying to lift it under the path of Shane McNamee, you should say. And then Kieran Harkin! Oh, drives it into the bottom corner to complete the hat-trick. Does an a tumble over the head. Derry City 4, Fun Harps 0. Last player to score a hat-trick in a Northwest Derby, D. Do you remember? No, but... As it is, the referee has brought proceedings to a close. He puts the whistle to the lips. It's finished at the Brandywell. Derry City 4, Fun Harps 0.
Declan, glad to be back to Owen and Wade.
It's a good one. I don't think there was any disappointment. I continue to say this over the last couple of weeks. We went away to Dundalk and drew. Haven't been 2-0 down. We drew at home to Pats. Pats beat us twice 5-0 last year, and we went away to Sligo. We've won on Dalymount, as far as I know, tonight, and got a 0-0 draw. So there seem to be a lot of people with a few problems over our performances, but our performances have been good, and anybody that was here tonight would thoroughly enjoyed the performance of the players.
And of course, you're not a man for singling out players, but Kieran Harkin tonight, his hat-trick, first hat-trick, senior hat-trick for the club. Must be immensely proud, a local lad as well.
Delighted for him, because the kid is just, he's like us all. We're all supporters. Kieran has been... He's travelled home and away and supported this football club through his youth growing up. And I thought he was brilliant tonight. When I look at Kieran Harkin and I see him playing with a freedom and see him playing with an expression, he looks a real deal.
Of course, the goal, it wasn't a goal. What do you think of that?
It's hard to believe, to be honest. It's a sensational bit of technical ability. The bicycle kick into the top corner, and you know, absolutely, of course your foot's going to be high, but you know, you can't take away from the quality of Junior tonight. He was excellent in the game, and it's just a pity he didn't get the rewards, because it was something special.
Of course, a big penalty shot too in the second half.
We get them. We got one tonight. I'm happy to get one, to be honest, because we've had a lot turned down in recent weeks. Junior's forcing it to get the rebound again. But at the same time, look, I think in terms of our performance tonight, it was the highest order. But at the same time, we got to make sure that we get ourselves ready for Monday, because another big game coming quick.
Of course, Northwest Derby, it's a different challenge. You know, the players will be able to, it's a one-off game, you know, and there's a semi-final at that stake. So.
Listen, they won two games in 3 days. It's very difficult. They won two games against the same opponents is really difficult, because they're going to be hurting tonight. Our boys have got to make sure they don't get carried away with this result. They have to park the bus, as we have parked in terms of the recent result against Pats away. So we got to park the bus tonight and get ready tomorrow. We'll be on working tomorrow and Sunday, and we'll get ready for Monday.
Thank you, Declan.